The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomar.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, and every week in this country seems to highlight another one of them. As I was preparing for the show this week, I was really conscious of the fact that not only is it something that's happening one week or the next, but it is the cumulative effect of what's happening in our country as a result of this president being elected. And what that means for each of us is different. It doesn't matter whether you're thrilled that he's in office or whether it is giving you anxiety and keeping you up at night. We are all being deeply affected by what's happening in this administration, with this president, and in this country. And as I talked about at the end of last week's episode, the sooner we realize that we are all in this together, the less we are going to suffer. David Frum, the senior editor for The Atlantic, said this past week, "What you accept says who you are." And I found that to be so profound. What you accept says who you are. It's not only the things we stand up for, but it is the things that we turn our head away from or that we avoid and ultimately accept and allow to continue that determine who we are and the fate of our life and our country. A huge tragedy this week was the shooting yesterday, a massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 kids dead. And it's something that we aren't doing enough about. Obviously, Don Lemon of CNN described gun violence as a sickness, and he said, "This is who we are right now, but is this really who we want to be? A country where anybody at any time could be shot to death." And the question that we've got to each ask ourselves is, are we doing enough to stop this from happening again? We can't continue to avoid this until the next tragedy. And this week, another major thing that occurred that cannot be overlooked, which is the president's silence on domestic violence. Not only has the White House spent 8 days trying to explain or potentially cover up what happened with the Rob Porter scandal, but Donald Trump made statements glowingly supporting the accused and not supporting the domestic violence victims. And yet another thing the president is not acknowledging is a serious matter, and that is FBI and Intel chiefs unanimously saying that Russia's still meddling in our elections and that this is not going away. Yet the president won't acknowledge this. Senator Angus King says we cannot confront this threat, which is a serious one, with the whole of government response when the leader of the government continues to deny that it exists. So how do you feel about what is happening in this country politically this week? I welcome your calls right now at 425-373-5527. If you are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to open up another browser window and go to 1150kknw.com and click Listen Now. Our first caller is with us, Greg Riccardi from New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. So thank you so much for being here. I know that we were talking about what has been happening this week, and you have such an enlightening perspective to share, and so I wanted to have you on to share with us all.
Sure. Well, I hope so. I mean, first of all, I love what you're doing. I think that there is a huge need for, you know, looking at what's going on in, you know, in all areas of life, but especially in politics today, and, you know, from a enlightened perspective. And, you know, what I wanted to just put a comment in on was that the interesting thing that I feel like I see going on, you know, could be wrong, or I could be right for a, you know, a big or small chunk of the population, detrimental as it may seem that some of the practices, we'll say, of Donald Trump can seem like, in terms of, you know, what he says and does and things like that, the perspective I have might be, you know, too unique, I don't know, but I think there might be a boomerang, or some sort of a boomerang effect that's happened. And what I mean by that is that, you know, everyone up until now, it seems, you know, has felt like the president needs to lead the way. Mm-hmm. And whatever the president says, that's the way, you know, we need to go. And whatever the president feels, or his sentiments, or his attitude, you know, we all need to follow that. And therefore, we need a president that is that says all the right things and that kind of thing. My feeling is that when I say boomerang effect, is that I think that maybe we all, or a lot of us, are enlightened enough as a group to not have the, you know, what he does and says affect us. Rather, he's almost in a backwards way inspiring us. And yes. Here's what I mean. Like, you know, I'm firmly in this group. If there is a group like this, I can only speak for myself. But, you know, when you hear the phrase, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world, he's perfect for that, because, yes, you know, we don't have to follow him and follow what he says and does. We can actually take the power, you know, in our own hands, and say, you know what, there's a certain relief that I have where it's like, you know what, we don't have to follow someone else. We can be the leaders in terms of being, not sentimental, what's the word, like compassionate and that kind of thing. And
empathetic, know, and bringing the things that we see that maybe in the past presidents didn't bring, and that this one isn't bringing in many ways for many people.
Exactly. And, you know, one example of that is, you know, recently when he pulled out of the Paris climate agreement, there were several corporations that said, we don't care what the president says, we are going to act environmentally responsibly and still follow the guidelines that were set that we feel are the right way to be. So even though he reversed the U.S.'s role, the corporation said, guess what? We don't need a president to tell us what to do or think or feel. We're going to, you know, take matters into our own hands. And that's the point. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I want to be the change that I want to see in the world. And there's a certain relief that I get when I'm not relying on someone else. I'm not relying on the president to, you know, advocate for things that I want to advocate for. Does that make sense? You see where I'm going with that?
I absolutely love it. And it's one of the things that I've been talking about on the show, is that we are being emotionally triggered, affected, and
yep,
awakened and enlightened. So it's not just a negative connotation. It is that we are being awakened and we have to, in every moment, choose, am I going to point the finger and say he's not what I
Correct.
Need him to be? Or am I going to use it as the impetus to
Correct.
Connect with the courage I have within me to do the things maybe I've been complicit about and sitting on my hands about and take action and band together? And like you gave that amazing example with the corporations and the Paris Climate Accord and them coming together and saying, we're going to do this. And I really love what you're sharing, Greg, because it is so enlightening and so true that so many people are being awakened in a way that they are standing up and speaking out and coming
mm-hmm.
together and allowing their greatness to be seen and heard. And a whole country can't be run by just one person doing something or one administration. We all have to do our part. And that
mm-hmm.
is the gift
mm-hmm.
of this president and of this administration.
Exactly. And if I may, I mean, there's so many people out there on the, let's just say the left. I don't like using left and right, but like, you know, if you want to put people into groups for the sake of the conversation, there's so many people that are so fearful
yeah.
that, oh my God, the whole world hates us. I actually think that we can give maybe we could give the rest of the world credit, the same type of credit where they know, especially after coming off of a presidency that was in a lot of ways the complete opposite, they have to know that he's just one person and that he probably does not, you know, the whole country does not change from, and forgive the analogy, but the whole country does not change from black to white, you know, with the change of one person. If you know what I mean, the sentiment, the attitude, the compassion, whatever. You know what I mean? Like people, I think if we give the rest of the world some credit, you know, we don't have to be as fearful of, you know, what the rest of the world, quote unquote, must think because of what comes out of, you know, our current president's mouth. Does that make, you know what I mean?
Yes. And here's the beauty is that if we are fearful, which many of us are, whether it's about what the rest of the world thinks about us or gun control and gun violence and domestic violence and some of the things that are not being addressed in many people's view and opinion, if we are
mm-hmm.
fearful about those things, then we need to use the energy of that fear and that emotion and band
Correct.
It together with our courage to take action. And what I always know and believe is that when our outrage and our dissatisfaction rises to a level that is higher than our fear, our courage is activated and we're propelled into action. And that is how this show was birthed and why we're having this conversation. And I know that you have to get on to moving back into your meeting. I'm so grateful that you spent this time with us, and I would obviously love for you to be back on the show to talk more about this. Thank you, Greg.
Would love to, and thanks for the opportunity. Have a great rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And it really, truly is one of the huge gifts of this presidency is that we are being shown that we can't count on in some ways based on our own value set. We can't wait for leadership to be our voice and to do what we may feel individually is the right thing to do. And so we must be that voice and stand up and do what it is that we feel is the right thing to do for our individual life, our family, our community, our schools, and make the change that we want to be. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about with our next guest, who I wanted to have on the show. When I read the New Yorker article about Bannon's prediction of Trump, and what Bannon says is a reckoning with women awaits Trump. We will be talking about this when we return from a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The people. Yeah.
One of my least favorite things to do is shop for groceries, prepare everything, cut it all up, and cook. What's for dinner was an exhausting question in our house until Gobble. Gobble is fresh food that arrives at your door every week, fully prepared and ready to cook. The Thai coconut curry soup is one of my faves, and my husband loves the blackened chicken with marbled potatoes and broccolini. Everything comes fresh, chopped, and ready to eat in 10 minutes. And because Gobble is a sponsor of Politically Emotional, you get $50 off this week. Go to DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. That's DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. Save time, save money, and love what you're eating.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us and watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments and open another browser window so that you go to 1150kknw.com. Click listen now so you can hear the callers. Our next guest is here to talk about this pinnacle moment in history for women. For those of you that haven't read the article that I referred to before the commercial, it's in The New Yorker and is titled A Reckoning with Women Awaits Trump. Our next guest, Katrina Elkins, is a light bringer, author, breathworker, and speaker who is cultivating a new awareness of the power of self-love and community. Katrina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Diane. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you today.
You too. When I saw that article in The New Yorker, I thought of you immediately, and you were the person that I wanted to talk to. So for those that haven't read it, I want to share just a short snippet so that people know what we're talking about. So Bannon shares in this article, he says, "You watch, the time has come. Women are going to take charge of society, and they couldn't juxtapose a better villain than Trump. He is the patriarch. This is a definitional. I didn't even know that was a word. If you can't hear the callers on Facebook Live, go to 1150kknw.com and click listen now. So what Bannon says is this is a definitional, I don't even know how to say that, but it's okay, moment in the culture. I'll never be the same. It'll never be the same going forward. The anti-patriarchy movement is going to undo 10,000 years of recorded history." So, Katrina, how do you feel about what Bannon said and what is happening with the women's movement?
Wow, yeah.
Big question, I know.
Yes, this is so big. Like, it's just so big. And you know, truthfully, this is the start of a really honest conversation. Like, we really have to get honest about this because somewhere in this field, we have to find a union. Like, there has to be real honest conversations. And, you know, I've seen the effects of the patriarchy and what it can do to, like, squelch self-expression
Yes.
And the abuses and the things that are really harsh and ugly that we don't like to talk about and we don't like to get honest about, but we have to be honest about this stuff.
And just to be clear for people, patriarchal doesn't refer to men as a whole. It's an unhealthy and a silencing energy towards women that has happened in society with some men some of the time. So when we say patriarchal, we are not referring to men as a whole. It is a conversation that we as women and men need to have because we need feminine energy in order to come together with the healthy masculine energy and to heal what is happening.
Yes. This is my work. This is what I do. This is the call that is so strong right now, where the feminine is part of everyone, and it's this where we're seeing men really stand up and voice their opinions against some of the real abusive things that we're starting to really be shown in the political arena. So it's super, super important that we really allow men and women to join together to allow this this conversation to get really honest about how we're going to allow the change and bringing in this higher vibration. Like, we have to allow room for growth. That means that a lot of these uncomfortable things have to get addressed, and we have to rise above that.
What do you see as one or two of the uncomfortable things that we need to start talking about in order to have this healing and this awareness?
Abuse has to be talked about. It has to be talked about in a conversation where it's not accusatory, but it's just really honest, and it has to be brought to the front. Like, abuse has to be addressed, and it's so vital because when people don't feel safe, they are not able to then express and to bring that higher vibration that we're all longing. The feminine is about self-expression. It's about allowing that space of real freedom and speaking. And if we don't offer that safe place where there's a lot of abuse and we don't confront the real realities of abuse, we need to have these honest conversations about that. And, you know, I would also say we need to really be honest about our truth. Like, what is it that we're here to bring and to really speak about that?
And when we talk about abuse, we are also including within that, obviously, extreme physical violence and abuse, but also the silencing and the allowing of, as a woman, to be silenced by your male counterpart, for example, maybe by your father, and then that continued on where you didn't have a healthy expression for yourself about what you need, whether that's in a relationship or in your career, or whether that's just speaking your truth in some experience that may seem minor. Part of being a healthy human being and feeling good about who you are is being able to express yourself. And like you just said, Katrina, so eloquently, to share your truth. Without fear of condemnation, without being silenced or punished or made to feel wrong or bad or shamed. And I think that shame is one of the ways that that the patriarchal experience does silence women.
Huge. It's so huge. And it's a shaming that... It shuts you down, you know. It prevents you from ever feeling like you really want to step into that. And it's super important. Self-expression and feeling safe, you know, is so vital to us as humans. And when we are able to express that and to really feel like we can share the most important pieces that we want to contribute to our society to raise our vibration is so important. It's such an important time right now to, like, express yourself even to your partner, to your family. Like, self-expression starts with you, and then it radiates out. It's so important.
And so what would you share with people listening today? We all know that feeling of being silenced, of feeling like you want to say something but swallowing that thought because of fear or because of past conditioning. What would you share with people that are listening today to help them take that first step in maybe just acknowledging that they just swallowed what it was that was really important for them to express?
Yeah, even just acknowledging it, awareness is huge. So even if we're just bringing in awareness and it's still, like, scary to express what it is that is really your truth, that's okay. Stepping into the discomfort, whatever that is, and allowing it to be there, but then realizing that you are stronger than that and that you can then eventually take bigger steps and start to really, like, it's amazing what can happen in a year if you just really start to make some of those changes. Just awareness first, and then you take these steps that then eventually allow you to really make these bigger steps within your community. So it really starts at home, and it really starts with yourself.
Yeah.
Like getting really honest with yourself.
Thank you so much for being here today. And we are going to have to do a whole show on this conversation, maybe a few shows on this conversation as the year continues. I really appreciate you being here, Katrina, and for all you are contributing to the world.
Thank you. It's such an honor. I reflect that right back to you, what you're offering and allowing this space of self-expression and really talking about the things that people don't want to talk about. It's so important. This is what we do. This is the way we make bigger impact and raising this much-needed awareness that we all need to hear.
Thank you so much. So today's final thought is about courage. And courage really activates when our outrage, when our dissatisfaction, when our upset rises beyond the fear. So whatever it is that you want to take action on, start to connect with the energy of that outrage or the energy of that upset. And I share more on how to do that in my best-selling book, Clarity, which you can get on Amazon or visit my exclusive community at dianealtimar.com/wisdom. I am so thrilled to share that the previous episodes of this show are now available on iTunes as a podcast. So if you feel you are inspired by Politically Emotional, I would be so honored if you would drop me a rating and a review. And don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for everybody that called in today. For all of you that are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, I so appreciate you being here on Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. See you guys next time. Thank you so much for being here. You may say